Welcome to Fast 10.
It should be a little under an hour.
This is the 18th conference on violence for technology. We have a program that really centers around our technical papers. And this year we had 89 submissions and 18 papers accepted, and also centers around you. And we had more than 368 pre-registered attendees, and that's wonderful. And there's lots of people to thank. I want to start with my co-chair, Kim, who's just imbued with awesomeness.
Right back at you.
And our program committee, who worked very, very diligently. 20 members attended a two-day meeting in Palo Alto to help us with paper selection, keynote selection, and feedback. They're a wonderful group of talented people. I'm honored to work with you. Thank you. And then the important people. The attendees, and your employers, or however you got here. I've already talked to four or five people that made their own way, and I think I have to thank them twice for attending and for getting here. All the authors that submitted papers, I want to thank every author for entrusting us with their research. We took that responsibility very seriously and tried to provide you with quality feedback. And we encourage you to continue, because having a broad base of technical material to draw upon really makes FAST a healthy place. I want to point out a couple people that did some hard work and maybe don't get as much praise as they should. David Pease organized the tutorials. Very challenging task and a very successful program yesterday. Lots of good feedback. And Hakeem Weatherspoon, who put together the whips and poster chair. He really rescued us and has done yeoman's work in that regard. And our external reviewers. We got 76 reviews from 58 reviewers. The community really rose to the call in this regard. I can only think of two no's that I got, and I sent 100 emails, which means that some people I had asked three or four times before they said yes. But yes is yes. And our steering committee. The steering committee is really the institutional memory for FAST, which at this point is becoming substantial. They provided lots of quality guidance, and I appreciate that. Thank you for letting us call on you. And then USENIX. USENIX is just a great aegis for computer systems and systems research, a remarkable organization. There's some people we interacted with the most that I'd like to point out. Ann, Casey, Jane Ellen, Devin, and Ellie on the USENIX staff. But that's really the people that carried and sticked us. And I know that everyone else who I didn't send as many emails with worked equally as hard, and it's a wonderful organization. Thank you very much. And our sponsors. So industry participation has long been a cornerstone of FAST, from attendance to technical content, but also sponsorship. Many of these sponsors have had a long-standing relationship with FAST, and the support is valuable to a valuable contribution to FAST success. Thank you very much. Finally, I want to mention Tom Clark. Many of you knew Tom Clark. Tom Clark was going to present a tutorial on storage virtualization, the utility model for us, and was really a crown jewel of our tutorial program. Tom unfortunately passed away on the 13th of this month. Tom had a 20-year career spanning companies such as Brocade, McData, Nishan. He was an innovator in SAN over IP. His most visible contribution may have been his texts. He wrote three books, Designing Storage Area Networks, Storage Virtualization, and IP over SANs, that really defined the field. He also was a very active member of SNEA. Served on the board of directors, was a liaison to the European Union for SNEA, and also chaired several committees, including the Interoperability Committee. We are lessened for Tom's absence here at FAST. I do want to mention that there is an online memorial for Tom. It's a site, the URL is there, where friends in the community can exchange comments and remember Tom. And with that, I'll hand it over to Kim.
Thanks, Randall. All right, so let's talk about some of the practical issues for the conference. So first of all, as you noticed when you checked in and registered, you didn't actually receive a hard copy of the proceedings. Instead, you received this clever little USB device. So all of the proceedings are actually available on the USB device. If you're dying to print out a copy, there's actually a print-on-demand station right out here in the registration lobby, and I'd encourage you to visit that. So the speakers, please make sure that you report to your session chair before your session begins. Tell them about, you know, who you are and how to say your name if it might be confusing and whether you're looking for a job, things like that, so that they can properly introduce you. In addition, you need to submit your slides to your session chairs just so that we can put them on the website. And session chairs, please collect those slides and then give them to either Randall or myself and we'll get them to the right place. So one of the long-standing traditions of FAST is the Birds of a Feather session. And so this is an opportunity for people who are interested in the same topics to come together and to discuss things on both tonight and tomorrow night. And if you look on the schedule out in the lobby, you'll see that there are actually quite a few different BOFs that have already been signed up. However, there's still space for more. So if there's a topic that you're interested in, feel free to go out and add your topic to the list. You can see that there are some slots both tonight and tomorrow night. And in particular, I want to highlight one of the BOFs, actually, which is a little bit different than a traditional BOF. It's actually a panel session that's going to look at what it takes to bring data storage innovations to the marketplace. And that's one that Jacob Farmer is going to be moderating. All right. Another longstanding tradition of FAST is the work in progress reports. And so this afternoon, Hakeem will lead us on a whirlwind tour of interesting work in progress in the storage area. And so that session will be held today at 4 o'clock here in this room. And then you'll have a chance to grill the WIP speakers a little bit more at the poster session, which will be held in the Regency Ballroom, which is down the hallway. And so that'll run starting at 6 o'clock until the BOFs start. There's also many opportunities to talk with one another, and I'd encourage you to speak with each other during the breaks. There are actually a couple of specially scheduled social activities. Today we'll have a conference luncheon, which will be in the Regency Ballroom, and then tomorrow NetApp is sponsoring a conference reception for us. That'll be in Club Regent, and I'll admit that I'm not even sure I know where that is, but there are maps that we can look at to figure that out. So there are a number of interesting things that are coming up on the USENIX calendar, and we wanted to just highlight a few of those. Coming up in April here in San Jose, ASPLOS, and then in June we'll see HOTPAR in Berkeley, as well as the annual technical conference in Boston. And along with the annual technical conference, there are actually a number of different workshops that you may be interested in. In particular, Hot Storage and Hot Cloud still have the opportunity to submit papers, so I expect to see lots of submissions from this audience at both of those workshops. In addition, the USENIX Security Symposium and then OSDI are coming up later in the year. But not to save the best for last, mark your calendars for next year's FAST, which will be held in about a year in February here in San Jose. And our program chairs will be Greg Ganger from CMU and John Wilkes at Google. All right. And so now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the FAST Best Paper Awards. This year, the program committee decided to recognize two of the 18 papers on the technical program with Best Paper Awards. And so I'll announce them in no particular order, and if the authors could come up and receive their certificates, that would be great. So the first Best Paper Award goes to QFiles, the right file at the right time. And the authors are Kaushik Viraraghavan and Jason Flynn at University of Michigan, Edmund Nightingale at Microsoft, and Brian Noble at University of Michigan. So.
Brian must be here.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on Win Best Paper at FAST.
No, Brian?
Come up here so we can.
That'll teach him.
And, oops. All right, and how does your computer work? Our second best paper award goes to Membrane, Operating System Support for Restartable File Systems. And the authors are Swaminathan Sundararaman, Sriram Subramanian, Abhishek Rajamouli, Andrea and Ramsey Arpachi Dussault, and Michael Swift at the University of Wisconsin at Madison.
Hey, Ramsey.